This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, enjoying a Friday. Opening day was yesterday. We had a little bit of overreactions earlier in the show, and those are still trickling in. It seems like people are circling back to a similar one, which is that Jose Altuve, gold glove coming.
That's the hill you're going to die on?
Maybe that's the one that folks are going to die on. Yeah. Question of the day today, inspired by Stephen A. Smith. We'll get you audio in just a second. What's a hill that you're always just going to die on? You're just never going to get away from this particular thought or take. 713-572-4610. Because Stephen A. Smith, he's been on a roll in the last week and not in no good way. This was just this morning, you said.
This was this morning.
Doing his show, First Take, on ESPN. He was talking about the games that were happening last night. Some really great basketball games, including the one that we were talking about that ended in overtime in fantastic fashion with Texas Tech getting a victory over John Calipari's Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And in talking about that, seems like he killed off a legend.
Listen, it's the NCAA tournament, so anything can happen in a one-game scenario. So, of course, he'll have a chance. And, of course, he'll have his teams in the tournament. Of course, he's going to be able to recruit better than anybody ever has there outside of Mr. 40 Minutes of Hell himself, the late, great Nolan Richardson, God rest his soul. But in the same breath.
So if you didn't understand what happened.
Wait, what?
Nolan Richardson, obviously a fantastic coach there at Arkansas, did a great job recruiting there and everything. He's still alive.
He's still alive.
I mean,
well, he called him the late great. He doubled down. He called him the late great.
God rest his soul.
God rest
the late
his soul.
Great and God rest his soul.
That's kind of there's no vagary there, right?
No, that's very clear that you think that he is dead.
It'd be one thing if he said the late great.
Yeah.
Where he'd be like, you know, I'm just calling him great.
Yeah.
The late great. Like, not necessarily he's dead, but you said God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. How is Stephen A. gonna get out of this one, boys?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before we even begin the show, I just want to make sure I am fully aware that Nolan Richardson is alive. Okay, I apologize for that. I don't know why I said God rest his soul. I know he's alive. I've always known that. So I just wanted to make sure I made that clear, Molly, before we moved on to the show. I don't want anybody thinking I thought the man was gone. I did not. I know he's alive.
You are.
I'm sorry. I actually didn't even hear you said that, but it's important to clear that up.
Yeah, you did.
I said it. All right.
You're lying. You are lying.
See, and this is the thing. I maybe could have been like, oh, I knew that. I forgot for a second. Mm-hmm. I always knew that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on,
bro. You could have said slip of the tongue or something like that. Look, I always knew. Man, come on.
He's like, I'm doubling down. I will die on this hill. And thus, our question of the day was born. Yeah. What is a hill that you are always going to die on?
Mine has been mentioned on these airways before. And it's just opinion, but I just know I'm right.
Okay, what is it?
You mentioned the greatest NBA players, greatest basketball players in the history of the game.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that came in from the 832, Hill They'll Die On. They said Larry Bird, top three player of all time.
That's not the one I'm saying, but go back and do your work. It's Michael Jordan. It's a discussion between Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain is absolutely, without question, go to Google, go to the video, go to YouTube.
I seen somebody post that video today.
When he was 16?
Yeah.
Dude.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, he was balling, but I was just focused on the people he was balling with.
Well, that was high school, though.
He was playing against plumbers.
Look at these dudes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but see, that was high school. And the reason I always say that is, and Wilt actually predated me some. Like I saw him when he was with the Lakers and all, but I didn't see, you know, I wasn't even born or didn't even see him when he was with the Sixers and stuff like that. But I saw him some. I saw him, a little bit when he kind of flirted with the ABA. Wilt Chamberlain, the one thing that drives me nuts about that, he didn't play against anybody. You're insane. You're insane if that's your argument. It's Bill Russell. It's Bob Lanier. You can go down 6, 7, 8 guys that he consistently saw in a much smaller NBA. You know, Wes Unseld. I mean, I can just go all down the Kareem. I mean, just like don't. You can say I don't agree with your opinion, but don't base it on he didn't play against anyone. That Wilt Chamberlain is
played against the mailman.
No, he did not.
Plumbers and all that.
Wilt Chamberlain is, I think, the greatest basketball player ever, but he's certainly top three.
I subscribe to the Howard Bryant school of thought when it comes to when you talk to the best players in NBA history, mm-hmm. that there has to be a center and non-center division. Mm-hmm. Because for so long in this league, the game was just, there were centers and then everybody else.
Yeah.
And in that era, you did have the likes of Wilt and Bill Russell, who, it's always funny to remember Bill Russell was 6'9".
Yeah. Kareem was 7'2".
Right.
Wes Unseld, 6'10".
No, and I wasn't.
Bob Lanier, 6'11".
My man got defensive. I was not trying
to. No, I'm talking about for those people. You know who you are.
He got defensive.
You know who you are.
No, but yeah, like those guys kind of operated in just an entirely different space.
Yeah.
So especially now that this game has become more wing and guard driven, mm-hmm. like we're kind of comparing, and I hate this phrase, but you're in some ways comparing apples and oranges. So mm-hmm. it almost gets tough. But you're right. Like there's not enough consideration for the great bigs in the history of this game when we start doing the greatest of all time debates, which I'm sure we should all probably be tired of at this point.
What hill are you dying on?
Well, there's quite a few of them, but one of the ones that just came in I'm actually very in on from the 832, and this is pandering, but I think it's one, it's right. Black Greg said the Rockets would have beat the Bulls in the finals the years that MJ retired. 100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. You can't get me to move off of that one. Like, there's so many people that are, yeah, those championships are cool, but that's because Mike was not there. Man, Mike was run down.
That's a good one.
Mike was run down. Mm-hmm. Like, Mike was tired. He needed that time off to recuperate and regenerate.
And he
like,
gambled, too, so.
Well, yes. That's the recuperation and regeneration. No, but like, there was particular reasons why he stepped away. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know there's conspiracies about the, you know, mm-hmm. all of the other things that happened in there. Those Rockets teams were menaces, and they went on crazy. I mean, going and winning a championship as the sixth seed mm-hmm. is something that just does not happen.
Yeah.
But that's because they clicked in a way that was something different. I think they would have absolutely held their own against those Bulls.
Yeah, the hill I'm dying on, and this is a wild one. I don't hear anybody saying this, but 2017 finals with the Warriors when they had KD.
Yep.
I really feel like if J.R. Smith didn't try to run the damn clock out, I think they would have won that. I think they would have won that series.
The Cavs?
Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that just sucked the life out of them, and it was over from that point, man, because they could have beat them that first. I think, was that the first game? I think that was
game one. Yeah.
Yeah, they could have beat them the first game, man, and I think they would have been on the ropes.
Was that a six-game series that time? No, that was a five-game series.
Was it five?
Yeah,
it felt like a sweep. But, yeah, I think that was a five-game series. But I think they could have – I think that would have been a big statement. A couple more I got real quick. I would die on this hill, man. Will Smith and Lil Bow Wow don't get the hip-hop credit they deserve.
I agree 100% on the Will Smith.
Yeah, I just feel like people, every time somebody talk about the greatest and bring up all this stuff, they just go to Will Smith like, oh, he's corny. I'm like, no, he lasted a long time. Bow Wow lasted a long time. I don't even like Bow Wow,
mm-hmm.
but he had a long hip hop career, mm-hmm. and I feel like people just always use every excuse in the book to overlook it. And oh, he had ghostwriters. He had this. Oh, his music was corny. I'm like, man, he been around for a long time, man. Yeah. I got to give it to him on that. Last one, real quick. I still got to cut off the car whenever I get gas. I would down this.
Yeah, thing. I do not. Yeah.
I do not care. People always try to say, oh, it don't do anything.
It doesn't.
Nah, I got to slap some metal. I got to have the car totally off, the keys out the ignition.
Got to put on gloves.
Yeah, I ain't trying to.
And a fire suit.
Yeah, yeah. Why are we playing this game? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah,
because it doesn't matter.
I don't care, man.
Why do you need the car on this?
Because it's hot in Houston.
You're not going nowhere.
Because it's hot in Houston. I'm not.
Man, you got the car off for like 3 minutes.
It gets
also
hot in a minute.
You say it's hot in Houston. You did this in New Orleans in February.
Sure.
We had to cut. I cut
Oh, that's
that car
why y'all
off.
Were nervous.
I cut that car. Of course.
Nah, man, we ain't trying to blow up.
Reggie turned the car off. He turned it off.
That's right.
What are you doing?
I stand in solidarity with Figgy Fig when he says we are not gassing up this car.
And we not talking on the cell phone. Like,
oh, you're that far
yeah,
in.
Yeah, nah.
I'm like, the gas will explode.
You lost me.
Yeah, you got to hit the car a couple times. Yeah, nah, man. We ain't doing all that.
Oh, man. I didn't know that you went that far with it.
Ooh, okay. 713. I'm not going to argue with this because of one particular name that comes up here. They said, there's this hip hop. Jay-Z's not even top three. They go Nas, Tupac, and Rakim. I'm not going to argue with you because
I can tell how old you are. Yeah. Put Rakim in there.
Yeah.
Rakim does not get enough of his love. I love this one that came in on the Twitch, in fact, from Badass Mofo Lady T. Refuse to scan a QR code. And they will never seek out a TikTok.
How do you get back into your TV whenever you get logged out?
They get on that thing where they move around, they type it in.
Or what you do when you go to a restaurant and they don't have menus?
Yeah.
Dang. Ask them to bring you a paper menu.
That's an interesting one.
I do respect it, though, because
the man's watching.
I will say that, well, there's that, but then also there's many situations where, like, there's a lot of QR code scams on there. Like, just because it's in a place, you have no idea where that QR code takes you or what it could possibly put on your device once you get there.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand that level of a concern to where you're like, you know what? Not doing it. Not doing it. Mm-hmm. One of the ones that I had before we got to some of the basketball ones, the idea of, like, just being a winner in sports.
Oh.
Hate it with a passion.
He just wins.
I'm like, what are we doing here? I'll never back down on this.
Yes. Like, he just wins, Reggie.
It's so dumb.
Dang, no love for Tim Tebow.
Yeah. That's exactly the issue. That's exactly the reason. Exactly.
That guy's a winner.
Because we could all see that he was bad at football.
Did you not see the NFL playoffs? That guy's a winner.
All he do is win.
I was like, y'all can't seriously believe this, right? Unbelievable.
This one's going to set Figgy off, too. Other than a select few, off-brand cereals taste exactly the same.
Nah.
I agree with you on
that. Standing your truth, friend.
Hey, Cinnamon Toast Crunch over Cinnamon Squares, man, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Some other ones that have come in as we've gone. Let's see. And of course, I missed the miss. Oh, refuse to use self-checkout. I do not work at this establishment. Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
Damn.
I always use self-checkout.
Man, I'd be mad when the line is full at self-checkout.
Yeah.
Like, dang, man. Yeah.
But I respect. I'm like, yeah, I don't work here. I got to do all this. You do it. Check. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and roll these things through. And then I mentioned the MJ one. I think we're good. I think we covered it. Oh,
Astros were not the only team cheating in 2017.
Oh, 100%.
I think there's a lot of people on that hill.
Oh, my 100%. God.
There's a lot of people.
That's 90% of the Astros fans.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah.
The problem is you're the ones that got caught. That is the problem there. And then this is Ocho, who brings it back to opening day. He will die on the hill that you should not be pitching to Juan Soto when you got an open base.
They weren't. He went to 3-0. They never gave him anything to hit. Now, maybe he's saying intentional walk, like just put him on the base, whatever. But the game went to 3-0. Then they threw down the middle and he took. Then he fouled one off. Well, at that point, it's 3-2. And let's see if he chases. And he chased way out of the zone. Yeah.
They don't care. Put him on the base. 713 says, leaving the car on when gassing up breaks the valve inside the fuel system and causes problems.
No, that's not true.
Okay. It supported my my particular case. So yeah. I was just going
to
read it.
So you're gonna. So it's true to you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where now Deion don't care where Shador lands. Apparently, mm-hmm. You buying it? We'll talk about that more next.